One of Wall Street's most prominent and controversial stock analysts has resigned. Jack Grubman left his job at Solomon Smith Barney yesterday, saying the current climate of criticism made it impossible for him to work. Grubman was a big promoter of telecommunications companies like the now bankrupt WorldCom. He's become a symbol of the potential conflicts that Wall Street analysts face. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his resignation letter, Grubman writes he understands the anger many investors feel after losing money buying stocks he recommended. He says he regrets that he and others failed to predict the collapse of the telecommunications industry. But Grubman insists he sincerely believed in the companies he touted and complains he's been unfairly singled out in a constant barrage of negative reports. There's no question that Grubman's come under fire for hyping now-failed companies like WorldCom and Global Crossing. He's under investigation by New York's Attorney General and the target of a $10 million arbitration claim. Last month, Grubman was grilled by the House Financial Services Committee and forced to explain his support for WorldCom.
I am saddened that people lost money. I am saddened that people lost jobs. WorldCom is a company that I believed in wholeheartedly for a long time. It fit my long-held investment thesis that newer, more nimbler companies would create value.
Grubman's employer, Solomon Smith Barney, helped fuel WorldCom's growth, advising the company on acquisitions and helping it sell securities to the public. Critics suggest the millions of dollars in investment banking fees Solomon collected may have colored Grubman's research, but Grubman defended the recommendations that he says are now being second-guessed.
An equity research analyst has a job to make judgments, to make forecasts about the industry and companies they follow. You use publicly available information, and you augment that by regular relationships and conversations with company management, suppliers, customers, regulators, etc.
Grubman's relationship with WorldCom's management was unusually close for an analyst. He attended company board meetings on at least three occasions to advise WorldCom on pending deals. Grubman told the House committee he was simply counseling the company on the likely investor reaction to those deals. He downplayed the suggestion that he shaped that reaction with his own research reports.
There are a lot of people who follow this stock, a lot of investors. I'm a voice, and I'm not going to not acknowledge that I have a significant voice, but I'm one of many voices.
Grubman's voice was once among the most influential on Wall Street. He notes in his resignation letter that for years his research helped investors understand the rapidly growing telecom business and enjoy significant profits. Since his failure to warn investors about the collapse of the business, though, Grubman has come to personify Wall Street's conflicts of interest. He says the relentless series of negative statements has made it impossible to perform his work. As it accepted Grubman's resignation, Solomon's parent company, Citigroup, named a new president for its global corporate and investment bank. Spokeswoman Susan Thompson says the executive will oversee Solomon's research operation.
This accomplishes additional key goals, one of which is further separating the reporting lines between our research unit and our investment banking unit, the end result being a greater strengthening of the independence of our research function.
Grubman calls leaving the research unit the most difficult decision in his career. He reportedly received a severance package worth more than $30 million. Scott Horsley, NPR News.